Yes, ma'am. What is your name?
Don Stenito.
Okay, if you could hold just one moment, we'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, miss. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Don Stenito, 317-819.
All right, thank you. And miss, is your full last name, how would you like me to refer to you? Is it just Miss Elk or Miss Standing Elk?
Miss Standing Elk.
Okay. Fine. Yeah, we have it differently on our paper here. All right.
Yes.
Okay, I suppose people mess that up sometimes for you.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I just want to do it right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding one alleged violation that's on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see you signed your form on October 16th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and on that form lists your hearing rights. And one of those is that you could hire a lawyer at your expense to represent you. Now, did you hire a lawyer, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm just representing myself.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. There are five members today. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. We have our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. We have the Honorable Mr. Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll be the panel chairman for your hearing today.
Okay, hello, gentlemen and ladies.
Okay, also with us in the room is Community Corrections Officer Mr. Oliveri, and he is going to represent both the department and your parole officer today. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Oliveri in. So Ms. Standing Elk and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. So Ms. Standing Elk, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to read this allegation from your warrant to you, and then I need you to tell me if it's true or false.
Okay,
here we go. We'll start phase one of your hearing. And the allegation is that Don Stanley has violated the conditions of supervision and has lapsed or is probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by her failure to report to a signed parole officer within one working day after her release on or about May 22, 2017. Her whereabouts were unknown, and she was an absconder from supervision. So, Ms. Stanhope, is this true or false?
It's true.
Okay, all right, thank you. Now I gotta shuffle some papers here. And based on Ms. Standing Elk's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Who seconded?
Dr. Wright.
Dr. Wright. Okay. Thank you. All right, so Ms. Standing Elk, we can move to phase two of your hearing now. And that will determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move on, Mr. Oliveri is going to just give us some general information. And so just hang on the line, we'll be back with you just in a moment.
Okay.
Mr. Oliveri?
Offender Standing Elk was released from the Department of Corrections on May 19th of 2017. She was arrested on September 15th of 2017 by Casa Grande Police Department on our absconder warrant and new felony charges of unlawful flight, possession of drug paraphernalia, and a new misdemeanor charge of driving on a suspended license. She was returned back to ADC custody on September 19th of 2017. She has 116 days abscond. Her projected supervision end date will be on January 11th of 2018. Current convictions: 2014, endangerment, 9 months, and also in 2014, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. There are no prior convictions noted. She has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. She had no disciplinary history. However, until her return to ADC custody, she did receive a minor on October 27th of 2017 for conspiracy to commit a Class B felony. Other arrest in 2004, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation, and in 2009, false statement to obtain benefits, U.S. felony conviction probation. Her community risk level is a G1V1 and status of charges. An email was received from Senior Parole Officer Matthew Poyser on Wednesday, November 1st of 2017. Offender charged with unlawful flight and drug paraphernalia. First court date set for November 17th of 2017.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. So, Ms. Standing Oak, it looks like when you were released, you were approved to live at Skelly House, and that's in Phoenix, Arizona, and you never reported there. Why didn't you report to Skelly House?
I did call there around 2 o'clock when I was released that day, and I got the answering machine, and upon my, I was waiting for my sister to come pick me up to take me to the halfway house and to go check in on my parole officer. And I was stuck on 75th Avenue and Thomas, and so I couldn't, by the time she came, it was already too late, and I had called to the parole office and tried to check in. They said the warrants had gone out around 3 o'clock, and by the time she had came, it was 4:30. So it was, I was depending on somebody else where I shouldn't have depended on anybody but myself. That's right.
And you said the warrants had already gone out by then?
Yes, I had called to the parole office around 4:30, and they had told me if I get there by 5 o'clock, that they would be able to see me. But by the time I got, my sister had got there to pick me up, I was on the freeway. When I got to 16th Street, it was 4:59, and they said they couldn't see me.
Okay. All right. Okay, it says this report I'm reading from has nothing about your employment. Were you working at all?
No, I was not.
Okay, not. All right. You have very, very limited involvement in the criminal justice system. This is your first time. And it looks like you were doing pretty well, but. What happened on the 27th of October? It looks like you have some sort of a minor ticket. What happened there?
That was here. And this girl, I was watching TV. I had my headphones on, and I didn't know that this girl, a girl that I associated with, that she had came and she sat on my bed, and I didn't know that. And when she had did that, the officer had came through the door from the other bay, and he seen that, and I barely had seen it, and I had taken out my earphone, and he had called us both to the officer station, and I didn't realize that until he was telling me, or when I seen her, so I got advice of that.
Okay, and so that would be a rule violation with her sitting
yeah.
there. Okay, I
yeah.
understand. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Do you take drugs, Ms. Stanwell?
Prescribed.
Do you take just any drugs?
Yes, I would do lean street drugs, and I was on medication for depression and anxiety.
Okay. What street drugs were you using?
Meth.
Okay. So meth. Anything else?
That's it.
And when's the last time you used meth?
It was probably the end of August.
Okay. And have you participated in any drug treatment or?
Yes, I have. I've been to a guidance Star Lodge out in Phoenix and the LARP program out there on the reservation in Fall River. And I was, I did attend a sober living place in Phoenix also, called Pendleton, and I was attending the NAC, Native American Connections, over on Central.
Good. Okay, because there are some very, very good programs that, are available to you.
Yes, they are.
We would encourage you to continue staying involved with that, because those are very good.
Yes. Yes, they are.
All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Nobody has any questions. Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Stanhope, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else you'd like the board to know?
No, not at the moment. That's all I have to say. Basically, everything. There's nothing else I have to say.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So, Ms. Stanhope, the board's going to go into discussion. We don't discuss cases before we get in this room right now, so we haven't talked about this before. But it might sound like we're talking to you, but we're really not. It's the board just talking among itself. But we do our discussions in public per the open meeting law. So just stay on the line there, and we'll be back with you shortly, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hold on just a moment. The board is now in discussion.
Okay.
Ms. Stanhope is... an individual who did not, upon release, did not stay in contact with her parole officer, in fact, absconded for 116 days, was living, did not even approach, appear for intake at her assigned residence, was not working. She did involve herself, which is a good thing, in some treatment, some of the very good treatment programs that are available to her, because she unfortunately has used meth and said the last time she used meth was the end of August. She also has a discipline ticket upon her return. Now, she had no discipline prior to this. Has a discipline ticket on her record, but to me it sounds like a fairly small thing. So I would not give them any weight in this decision. But I would be open to hear any feedback or input from fellow board members at this time. All right, hearing none, I'm going to make a motion then. Based on our discussion with Ms. Standing Elk, but with information contained in warrant 2017W1735, information provided by Mr. Oliveri, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Standing Elk was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using meth while she was on supervision, and even though she may have only used it that one time, she was also on SCOT status for 116 days, so the fact is we really don't know what she was doing during that time. So based on that, that is my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Thank you. So, Ms. Standing Elk, you heard the board's discussion, and the board has moved to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be out on or about January 11th, which is not too far away, just, how many, 60 days or so from now. We hope that you don't look at this as a negative, but the fact that you did abscond and disappear for 116 days is a little troubling. Please do continue to work with whether the Guiding Star Lodge or one of those other programs that are available, because they are excellent.
And
we want you to do well, and not, since you have such limited involvement with the criminal justice system, we truly hope that you never come before this board again. We wish you the very best, and thank you so much for participating in your hearing today. This hearing is concluded.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good one.
Thanks. Could you get on back to the CO3, please?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.